Hey everyone, and welcome to our deep dive. Today we're tackling digital badges.
Yeah, those online tokens that are supposed to mean something, but do they really?
Well, that's what we're here to find out, right?
That's right.
We've got a whole pile of research articles and real-world examples to dig through, so.
So consider this your one-stop shop for everything badges.
By the end of this, you'll know if digital badges are something you should be paying attention to.
Maybe even earning a few yourself.
All right, let's get into it. So first off, what are digital badges, really?
Are we talking about, like, participation trophies for the internet, or...
Or is there something more to it?
Way more than just a gold star for showing up. It's like a digital version of a scout's merit badge, you know?
Okay.
Instead of sewing it onto a sash, it lives online.
Right.
It represents a specific skill or achievement that you've earned.
So I'm picturing badges for things like, you know, coding languages, project management skills, or even soft skills like leadership and communication, things that don't always make it onto a traditional resume.
Exactly. But here's what makes them interesting. A digital badge, it's not just a static image. It's got embedded metadata, like digital DNA.
Oh.
It provides proof of what you did to earn it. Click on it, you can see who issued it, the criteria. Even the evidence.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just you saying, oh, yeah, I'm a Python master.
Right.
There's actual proof baked right in.
It seems like that would be a game changer for employers who are, you know, wading through resumes, trying to figure out who's got the goods.
For sure. That's one of the big reasons that interest in digital badges has just exploded.
Yeah.
Especially from employers. One study we have here, badge article -3.pdf, found that 60%
Wow.
of employers are either already using badges in hiring.
Really?
Or thinking about it.
60%. That's a lot. But what's behind that? Is it just about making hiring easier?
Well, it's more than just making things simpler. Think about the problems that employers face right now.
Yeah.
We've got rapid technological advancements.
Right.
Constant need for upskilling. And people are getting skills from all sorts of places, not just traditional degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
Badges offer a standardized way to cut through that and verify those skills wherever they come from.
So it's almost like a universal translator for skills, helping employers really figure out what a candidate can do.
Exactly.
That's got to be attractive in such a competitive job market. But what about for the people earning the badges?
Right.
What are the benefits for them?
It's good for both sides. Remember, we talked about badges being like merit badges.
Yeah.
So this sort of tap into that same feeling of achievement.
Right.
Which we all like, right?
Yeah.
Earning a badge can be really motivating, especially these days when so much learning happens online, on your own time.
I can see that. I mean, there's something really satisfying about actually seeing your progress, like leveling up in a game or something.
That's it. And speaking of games, badge article -2.pdf talks about gamification and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Think about things like points, leaderboards, progress bars, all that stuff that keeps you hooked on games.
Right.
Badges can bring those same elements to learning, encouraging people to, you know, stick with it.
Right.
Learn something new.
It's not just about getting a badge at the end. It's the process of earning it. You know, all the little wins along the way.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And the thing is, this isn't just some idea. It's happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
All over the place.
Let's hear about it. Wear a badge is making a real difference out in the world. I want to see just how diverse these things are.
Okay. Well, one place we're seeing a lot of action is in professional development and continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those courses and workshops people take to stay up to date.
Right. So instead of getting a paper certificate that just ends up in a drawer somewhere, you earn a badge. You can share it online.
Yeah.
Show potential employers what you've got.
Exactly. And it's more than just a digital certificate. Badge article -3.pdf. It highlighted how some companies are actually using badges to encourage employees to, you know, keep learning and growing.
Oh, interesting.
They're making them a part of their development programs.
So instead of just making training mandatory, they're making it fun, rewarding it with badges for different things.
Exactly.
It's almost like they've gamified the whole process.
That's right. It creates this culture of continuous learning, which is good for everybody, the employee and the company. And it's not just tech companies, you know, like IBM, which we mentioned earlier. It's all over the place.
Okay, give me an example of how badges are being used somewhere, unexpected, something that would surprise people.
Healthcare.
Healthcare, really?
Well, it seems surprising, but think about it. Healthcare is all about specialized knowledge, skills.
Right.
And badges can really showcase that in a way that's more detailed and transparent.
So instead of just having a nursing degree,
yeah,
you might have badges for, like, specific specializations or procedures,
right?
Showing employers exactly what you can do.
It's more detailed than a resume. And it goes beyond individual workers, too.
Yeah.
Hospitals and healthcare systems are using badges to show their commitment to quality and safety.
So a hospital could earn a badge for, like, implementing best practices or exceeding safety standards.
Exactly.
It's almost like a seal of approval.
Right.
That's got to build a lot of trust. So we've got professional development, healthcare. Where else are badges taking off?
Manufacturing is another one. They use badges to track technical skills, safety certs, even proficiency with certain machines.
Makes sense. Where precision and safety are so important, having a way to guarantee those skills is crucial.
It's like a digital passport of what you could do.
Love that analogy. So we've seen how badges are used in the workforce, but what about education?
Right.
Are they just for people who already have jobs, or do they have a place in, you know, schools and universities?
That's a big question in education right now. And there's a growing body of research suggesting that badges can be a powerful learning tool at all levels, from K through 12 to higher ed.
Wow. So we're not just talking about college students earning badges for online courses. We're talking about badges being part of the classroom, maybe even changing how we think about grades and assessments.
Exactly. Imagine a classroom where students get badges for mastering concepts, completing big projects,
yes,
demonstrating critical thinking skills. And then those badges go into a digital portfolio,
yeah,
showing their progress over time.
That's really cool. It's like replacing letter grades with something that actually means something, something that shows what they know and what they can do.
Right.
And it's not just about assessment. You could use badges to personalize the learning experience, right?
Absolutely. Imagine a platform that uses badges to track a student's strengths and weaknesses.
Uh-huh.
And then based on that, it recommends courses or activities to help them, you know, fill in the gaps.
It takes personalized learning to a whole new level. So badges could potentially transform education as we know it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal. But are badges just a trend? Are they going to fade away? Or are they here to stay?
I think badges have the potential to be a lot more than just a fad. But there are some big challenges we need to overcome. One of the biggest is making sure those badges actually represent real skills.
Right. Avoiding badge inflation.
That's it.
How can we make sure a badge earned in one program is equal to a badge earned in another?
Yeah.
How do we know they're trustworthy?
Well, we need clear standards, good assessment methods, and widespread adoption. Organizations like the OBI, which we mentioned earlier, are working on those things.
So it's not just about making badges. It's about building a whole system around them, one that's built on quality and trust.
Exactly.
That's a big task.
It is. But I think it's worth it. Imagine. Badges could empower people to take charge of their learning, show off their skills in new ways, and open up opportunities they never had before.
It's about giving everyone a fair shot, no matter their background or their traditional credentials. I like that.
And in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to talk about some specific ways you can get involved with badges.
Okay.
Maybe even start earning some yourself.
Sounds good. Back in a sec. Okay, we're back and I'm ready to get down to business. We've talked about the potential of digital badges, but now let's say I actually want to earn some. Where do I even start?
Well, the first thing is to figure out what skills you want to develop or, you know, showcase. What are your career goals? What interests you?
Okay.
What are you curious about?
So if I'm a graphic designer, maybe I'd look for badges related to UX design or motion graphics.
Exactly.
Or if I'm a teacher, I might look into badges in educational tech.
Yeah, it's about finding those areas where you want to stand out,
mm-hmm,
the skills that'll help you reach your goals, and then finding badge programs that match.
Okay, makes sense. But there are a ton of badge programs out there. It's a little overwhelming. Are there any, like, go-to places to find good ones?
Definitely. One of the best is Credly. Think, yeah, of it as a one-stop shop for badges.
Okay.
They have a huge directory of organizations that offer badges.
Mm-hmm.
You can search by industry, skill, even experience level.
So it's like Amazon, but for skills.
Uh-huh, exactly. And Credly isn't the only one. Badger is another good option with a similar directory. They also have tools for creating your own badges.
Wait, did you just say creating your own badges?
Yep.
Wow.
If you're a teacher or a trainer or really anyone who's passionate about something, you can use Badger to design and award badges.
So I could, like, create badges for my book club.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
That's one of the coolest things about badges. They can be used in so many different ways to encourage learning, recognize achievement, or even just build community.
Okay. I'm convinced I need to check those platforms out. But let's say I've found a few badge programs that look interesting. What should I think about before I jump in?
First things first, Make sure the program is, credible and relevant to your goals. Look for badges from organizations that have clear standards, good assessment methods, and a good reputation. You don't want to waste your time earning a badge that no one cares about.
Right, quality over quantity. So it's like choosing any kind of education. Do your research. Make sure it's a good fit.
Exactly. And consider the time commitment and the cost. Some are free, some aren't. Some are quick, some take more time and effort. Be clear on that before you start.
Good advice. And I guess it's always a good idea to reach out to the organization with questions. You know, get a sense of their process and how the badge can help you.
Absolutely. The more you know, the better.
Yeah.
And one last thing, don't be afraid to experiment.
Okay.
The world of badges is constantly changing, so try new things, explore different platforms, even create your own.
It's like a giant playground for learning. The best way to learn is to just dive in.
That's what I like to hear. Go for it.
Well, we've certainly explored a lot today. We've covered the research behind badges, the practical stuff, how to earn them. But for me, the biggest takeaway is that badges aren't just about collecting, digital trophies.
I agree.
They have the potential to change how we think about learning and achievement.
Yeah.
They can recognize the skills that really matter no matter where you learn them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make learning more accessible for everyone.
That's a great way to put it.
So to wrap things up, I want to leave you with this. Think about how badges could fit into your life, whether you're a student, an employee, a teacher, or just someone who loves learning. There's a place for everyone in this world of badges.
Explore the resources we talked about. Connect with organizations doing cool things with badges. Get creative.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe you'll be designing your own badges someday,
mm-hmm.
inspiring others to learn and grow.
I love it. That's a future I'm definitely on board with. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of digital badges. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep earning those badges.